Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third, the first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh, the catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ernie Wingard. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ernie Wingard. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second, the second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third, the third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fourth, the first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth, the catcher, Chick Autry. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Rice moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to third for the out. Miller scores. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard hits a fly ball into right field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on O'Rourke. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Autry and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Hoedap moves to third. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. Autry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Autry reaches second base with a double. Schult throws the ball into O'Rourke, who tags Autry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hoedap scores. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gerber for the out. One out. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 0 for 1 in the game. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 1 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. Schott takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hoedap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoedap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Autry hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 2 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive towards third. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodapp hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Autry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Autry hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-3 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schultz moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schultz tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Browns. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wingard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Neill moves to second. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-4 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Culp pinch hits for Joe Schott. Nick Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel pinch hits for Charlie Jameson. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.